Hi, I'm Nick Vendetti, and welcome to this edition of Spring Talk. I'm the head of the Municipal Bond Desk here at AllSpring Global Investments, and I want to talk to you today about kind of an interesting sector that we're seeing play out in muni finance right now, and that's higher education. Higher education is a sector that, for the first time in a while, is starting to show signs of distress. I think there are a couple of secular trends that are pushing against the sector holistically. Some of these things you know in your heart, even if you don't know them in your head. There are things like the fact that higher education is expensive. It's very, very expensive to send a kid to college in the current market environment. In addition to that, you are in a system where graduation rates are now not being quoted at the four-year timeline. The baseline assumption is that it's going to take five years to finish college at an inflated price. That gets awfully onerous. In addition to that, they have a gigantic demographic problem. But there are essentially more colleges and universities than there have ever been, and we have reached peak high school student. From here until the distant future, there are going to be fewer and fewer high school students every year and more supply for them to try and meet. That is a difficult mathematical equation to solve. Lastly, imagine yourself as a 17-year-old junior. Right. If you're a 17-year-old junior today and you are thinking about college, the prospects for college, likely your parents are in their mid-40s. My guess is that you've grown up hearing the horror stories of the burden your parents' student loans have put on their backs for the last several decades. It made it impossible for them to buy a home. It made it impossible for them to get financing to buy a new car. If you're a 17-year-old student and that's the only narrative you have ever heard, how excited are you to go out and borrow $250,000 to go to college for five, not 4 years? Maybe less so than in the past. I think on top of that, you are facing some exogenous risks that are perhaps pretty material. Namely, that we have a political administration that is not overly favorable to the higher education sector. And maybe more importantly than that, an administration that is actively trying to cut expenses. Almost every college and university in the country receives federal disbursements either directly or indirectly via grants from the Department of Education, the National Science Foundation, the National Institute of Health, et cetera, et cetera. To the extent that any of those disbursements are cut or eliminated completely, you have pretty significant pressure on income statements and balance sheets. So look, I'm not saying that higher ed is a sector you have to avoid completely, but I am saying, be careful. Right bond, right price, right time. Security selection is going to matter in volatile markets. It's going to matter in volatile sectors. Thank you so much for joining me here on Spring Talk. Have a wonderful rest of your day.
Visit allspringglobal.com to receive more market insights and investment perspectives from AllSpring Global Investments. To hear the latest from our thought leaders on the ever-changing investment landscape, you can subscribe to the program on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you for listening and joining us on the road to investing elevated.
This material is provided for informational purposes only and is for professional, institutional, and qualified clients, investors only, not for retail use outside the U.S. Recipients who do not wish to be treated as professional, institutional, or qualified clients, investors should notify their AllSpring contact immediately. This content and the information within do not constitute an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where or to any person to whom it would be unauthorized or unlawful to do so, and should not be considered investment advice, an investment recommendation, or investment research in any jurisdiction. jurisdiction. Investment risks. All investments contain risk. Your capital may be at risk. The value, price, or income of investments or financial instruments can fall as well as rise and is not guaranteed. You may not get back the amount originally invested. Past performance is not a guarantee or reliable indicator of future results. Allspring Global Investments, Allspring, is the trade name for the asset management firms of Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, a holding company indirectly owned by certain private funds of GTCR, LLC, and Reverence Capital Partners, LP. These firms include, but are not limited to, Allspring Global Investments, Luxembourg, SA, Allspring Funds Management, LLC, Allspring Global Investments, LLC, Allspring Global Investments, UK Limited, Allspring Global Investments, Singapore, Private Limited Company, Allspring Global Investments, Hong Kong Limited, and Allspring Global Investments, Japan Limited. Unless otherwise stated, Allspring is the source of all data, which is current or as of the date stated. Content is provided for informational purposes only. Views, opinions, assumptions, or estimates are not necessarily those of Allspring or their affiliates, and there is no representation regarding their adequacy, accuracy, or completeness. They should not be relied upon and may be subject to change without notice.
CFA and Chartered Financial Analyst are trademarks owned by CFA Institute. Copyright 2025 Allspring Global Investments Holdings, LLC, all rights reserved.